I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. As we get closer to Election Day, we want to bring you the voices of not just the candidates and pundits, but Montana voters too. We'll be visiting various locations to find out what's on people's minds this election. Edward O'Brien spoke with a handful of people who were outside on the University of Montana campus in Missoula the day after the second presidential debate.
My name is Mickey Howell.
Is there a race for political office that you're particularly interested in this year?
Both the presidential race and the Montana state governorship. There's somebody to vote against in great measure. The orange-haired creature with the strange toupee. All he has is narcissism. He has no competency. He has no ability to understand other people. He's doing this for his own personal power.
There are people that say Secretary Clinton comes with her own set of baggage, yeah?
She at least has worked in government for years and has a very good educational background and understands the law and understands how to negotiate with other people and get projects completed.
Is there a race in Montana that you're interested in?
It's a governorship. I don't like the idea of somebody coming in who claims to be changing the system and be separate from the system, who does not understand the system, who would diminish funding for education.
Mr. Bullock, generally approve of him?
Very much so. He, again, knows how to work in the system. He is honest. He has compassion for the regular citizens of the state. And he does get projects done. He was able to maintain a budgetary surplus and does not want to institute regressive taxation as his competitor does.
Thoughts on the House race between Ms. Juneau and Mr. Zinke?
Mr. Zinke, I hope, will lose his job and have to do something else with his life. I don't think that he thinks that education is important. And I don't think that he understands the situation for regular citizens.
Are the candidates in any of these races talking about the issues that you want to hear?
There's a lot of fluff, but I know that's necessary because there are things for which other people have their importance that aren't necessarily on my list of things that are important. I'm very confused about the ballot issues, and I'm hopeful to get the book from the Secretary of State that explains the various ballot issues and the pros and cons of them, because I don't understand them.
I wonder if that's the fault of the media or the people who are pushing or opposing any particular ballot issues.
I'm actually not paying as close attention to things this year as I used to.
How would you like to see Montana change?
More emphasis on finances for education, and especially for Head Start programs and early educational programs. That's our future.
Do you feel like you're able to get the information you need to make informed decisions this year?
Yes. I credit more the media than the candidates. Candidates say what they want people to hear, not necessarily what's informative.
What would you like to see more or less of in the media?
I heard part of the presidential debate last night, and that was a mistake, but I had promised myself I wasn't going to subject myself to those things. The tone has been so underhanded and sophomoric, which is an insult to sophomores this year, that I don't think that they're talking about issues. I think they're talking about calling each other names.
Where do you get most of your news from, if I can ask?
Actually, Facebook.
My name is Anna Semple.
Where are you from, Anna?
I'm here in Missoula.
Is there a race that you're particularly interested in following closely?
I mean, obviously the presidential race is important for the candidate themselves, as well as Supreme Court nominations down the road. State legislature is really important, and I mean, right down the line to local politics, you really can make a difference.
When it comes to the presidential race, what are you thinking?
I'm not thinking about it that much. It's been so polarized and so negative in nature that I feel like I'm looking at issues and trying to block out as much of the media broadcast of it as I can.
Who do you blame for the tone of this race?
Trump in particular has been really able to capitalize on what the mainstream media does best, and so I think he's tapped into a niche that was already there. I personally have chosen to read more than listen.
Where do you get most of your news?
Mostly online. I think NPR is often a good source. I think reading debate transcripts is much more pleasant than watching debates. Fact-checking that goes along with it's really important for both sides.
Montana's U.S. House race. What are your thoughts?
I'm really excited about some possibilities. It's always hard when there's an incumbent. It's a little bit challenging for a newcomer to come in, but a Native American woman that has done a great job with our schools is pretty promising.
What are your impressions of the candidates, Ms. Juneau, Mr. Zinke?
I have a lot of interest in public lands, and I feel like Denise Juneau has spoken pretty clearly about keeping them public, and I think that's really important. I think she's done a really good job working with schools.
How would you like to see Montana change over the next, say, 4 years?
I think we have a lot of amazing people and amazing natural resources here that kind of defines who we are as people. Protecting that is really crucial, and kind of working to be more supportive of our human population. I think as far as how we're doing for suicide rates, for education, for across the board behavioral health, we're struggling pretty badly. So I think supporting that in a much deeper way through early childhood, through, you know, working with adults, with parents, it's really important.
Scott Mucha, I live here in Missoula.
Is there a race for political office that you're following?
Oh, probably from the president on down the ticket. Obviously, the Republicans have put up somebody that's a total disgrace and not worthy of even running for the office, let alone holding the office.
You're going to be supporting Secretary Clinton?
I am. She has changed her agenda to fit a lot of what Bernie Sanders was pushing, and that's won me over. And obviously, I can't let someone like Trump get into the Oval Office.
Does it bug you that it took Bernie Sanders to push her in those directions?
It doesn't bother me. It's understandable. When you understand what has been going on in the nation in terms of the press and how the press has been controlled by international corporations and pushing their agenda and educating the public through emotional issues versus issues that actually pertain to their economic interests.
Emotional issues including?
Take your pick of the social issues that the right wing has used to draw voters, whether it's abortion or gay rights, gay marriage, you name it. Those silly things that draw people in to vote just for that issue, regardless of how all the economic issues affect them.
When candidates, no matter where they're from, talk this election cycle, are they talking about the important issues?
Not at all. They're not allowed to. Hillary does, but she gets shut down immediately, and it reverts to emails and Benghazi and silly stuff like that. The working American, who most people are working 2 to 3 jobs, both the wife and husband are having to work, they should be concentrating on their own economic well-being and vote down that line and per those social interests. But again, all they hear is Trump grabbed this person and said this and that, and nobody really knows what's going on.
Are there races in Montana that you're following?
Not really. I've only been here a year, although I would definitely just vote down ticket Democrat.
What sort of media do you follow generally?
Actually, the only place I've found that will provide me with the honest truth and educate me and others is Free Speech TV and Tom Hartman and Amy Goodman with her show. And there are several out there on Free Speech TV. And you'll notice that all the corporate companies that broadcast, Comcast, Charter, all of them, they don't offer those types of channels on their stations because they don't want the public to know what's going on in this world.
Hi, I'm John Walker. I'm from Hamilton, Montana.
What issues are of particular interest to you?
Probably the one that stands out to me a lot that doesn't get enough attention is climate change. I think it's a difficult issue for politics to latch on to when there's so much of the issue to disclose. Our debates aren't long enough for somebody to get their arms around something as big as climate change, and that makes it difficult to talk about. I wish we could have a public forum on it for the candidates just on climate change. I think it would take all day, but it could be a really beneficial to the public discussion about it. I don't think there was a question about LGBTQ rights to the debate last night. I think that they continue to be a factor in our culture that is stigmatized. Hey, they passed the gay marriage right, and that was amazing. But it's still stigmatized, it's still looked down on. There's the right to be married, but there's not the right to, like, not be discriminated as a gay for employee rights. Like, you have a skeleton now. Where's the working parts that make sure it functions?
Those are the voices of voters that Edward O'Brien gathered on the University of Montana campus in Missoula recently. I'm Eric Whitney.